It's 5 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Dylan Hiles. It's 6 degrees and rainy outside of our East York studios. In the news today, Chayeb Esseghaier, one of the two men allegedly involved in the failed terrorist attack on the Via Rail, refuses to acknowledge the authority of Canadian law, claiming that the criminal code is not a holy book and therefore does not apply to him. Esseghaier was represented by a duty counsel, but he has publicly stated that he does not want a lawyer. Esseghaier and his partner, Raed Jasser, allegedly attempted to derail a Via passenger train in Montreal, but were arrested by the RCMP. They are scheduled to appear in court together on May the 23rd. In federal politics, Justin Trudeau fires back at the Conservatives for their attack ads. In the ad, Trudeau starts watching a Conservative ad about himself, but turns off the TV, saying that the politicians can either keep attacking each other or they can actually work together and get something done. The ad has premiered on YouTube and is scheduled to make its first TV appearances this week. Right from day one of Trudeau's leadership, the Tories have been bombarding him with attack ads and public statements. Until now, the new Liberal leader has been brushing off the smear campaign as predictable. And in Toronto, police have arrested 27-year-old Lenroy Jackson, the second suspect in the bank robbery that happened Sunday afternoon. One of the accused had a handgun and kept watch while the other searched for cash. Police have speculated that Andrew Palmer, the other accused, is the one who is gathering the cash, and that Jackson was the one with the gun. Two people were shot during the robbery when a man attempted to stop the robbers by attacking one of the suspects. The man, Carl Fraser, was shot in the abdomen. Another bullet hit one of the bank employees in the leg. Lenroy Jackson has been slapped with a number of charges, including robbery with a firearm and attempted murder. And Toronto's Bridgepoint Hospital opened the doors to its new building last Sunday. Almost 400 patients were transferred from the old center in just 8 hours, each person getting a welcome cheer as they crossed the threshold. Observer Radio News' Tamar Atik reports.
Welcome. The new Bridgepoint Hospital is finally a vision come to reality. Approximately 600 staff members and volunteers worked on Sunday to move patients from the old building to the new one. With almost 400 patients to check in, the atmosphere was bustling. Bridgepoint President and CEO Marion Walsh explains.
We've been planning this move for a year, so it's very high energy, there's lots of activity, but it's planned with military precision.
Walsh said three patients were moved every 3 minutes. The first patient was transferred at 8 in the morning and the last at 4 in the afternoon. She said the new facility is now much more capable of providing adequate care and rehabilitation treatment to all of its members. Patient Donna Dewar was the first one in. She wore a bright red ribbon on her hospital gown to show it.
I knew for a few days prior to this that I was going to be the first patient in, but I don't think it really hit me until we were coming into the new building, and it's amazing. I'm feeling very special today.
The 60-year-old had a skiing accident 5 weeks ago, breaking both legs. She's been undergoing extensive physiotherapy at Bridgepoint ever since. But she simply laughed it off, saying she needed to improve on her skiing skills. With other patients also laughing and smiling, the hospital is in full operation. Tamar Teek, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Turning now to sports, the Jays have just beat Baltimore 6-5 today in the 11th inning. The Blue Jays got 4 home runs during the game. And Portland's Seth Jones and the Finnish Alexander Barkov are at the top of the scouting rankings for the NHL draft this year. Central Scouting named Jones and Barkov the top skaters in its final rankings of prospectives. Jones got 14 goals and 42 assists for the Winter Hawks this season, and Barkov got 21 goals and 27 assists for Tappara. He also played for Finland in the Junior World Championships, getting 3 goals. The NHL's draft is June 30th in New Jersey. And in entertainment, Gwyneth Paltrow was named the world's most beautiful woman of 2013 by People magazine. The actress, blogger, and author often appears in fashion magazines and on the red carpet. Paltrow's front page appearance in the popular magazine is scheduled for Friday, and don't forget to catch her in her latest appearance in the Iron Man movie. And Alan Arbus, the actor who played the witty Dr. Sidney Friedman on the popular TV show MASH, has died at the age of 95 of a heart attack on Friday. And that's the news for now. I'm Dylan Hiles, and this is Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca.